Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
It's tough because we were pretty close to opening. Talked to our starting pitchers and they felt like they were one start away from their tune-up to be ready to go. So what do you do now when you still don't know where the finish line is? That's really tricky. So I know Mike Schill, Mike Maddox, and the rest of our coaching staff is trying to prepare different scenarios, but clearly you can't have anybody over-ramping up at this point. So it's a little bit of a decel, and then ultimately we will, once we have a better idea of what that looks like, how to think about ramping up. But I think in the short term, we know we're not playing baseball in a month. We've been told that now. So now we can make practical decisions on how to think about training and preparation. And of course, we'll communicate that not only to our major leaguers, but also throughout our minor league system as well.
John Mozeliak, who joined us earlier this week on Countdown to Opening Day. Welcome back into Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. Close the week with a bang. Big thanks to Jack Flaherty for joining us in our 6 o'clock hour. We did our starting rotation draft. And each picked, obviously, 5 starters. Anderson, I put it on Twitter, and I don't know if people are just pandering to Jack, but overwhelmingly, people like his rotation more than mine. He's got Pedro, Randy Johnson, Bob Gibson, Clayton Kershaw, and Tom Seaver. I've got Greg Maddux, Sandy Koufax, then I come with some power, Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan, and Steve Carlton.
I think they want to be on Jack's side. No offense, Chris.
Pedro, Randy Johnson, Bob Gibson. That's a pretty strong 1-3. But, I mean, I like Maddux and Koufax, man. Precision.
I know you like Maddux. That's your boy.
Clemens is a third-round pick, is pretty strong. That was fun. Thanks to Jack for joining us. You can go give me some votes. Anderson, will you go vote for me on Twitter?
I'll create some fake accounts to give you
some burners.
A surplus of votes.
Big Cat, Dan Katz from Barstool, going to join me next. He's had just a rough week with no sports. We'll do that in a moment. Sports Open Line, Chris Raby with you, hanging out until 8 o'clock. We'll also talk a little bit about our plans that begin on Monday as we relive 2011. Back in a moment.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Munganass pre-owned on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
What a week it's been in the world of sports. Nothing going on. And we head to the East Coast right now to welcome in our guy, Big Cat from Barstool, Dan Katz, who joins us on the program. And I thought would be a perfect person to bring on to talk all things just coronavirus and strangeness, and a guy who's become, I think, really one of the authorities on being angry at the coronavirus for just ruining what should be one of the best times of the year in sports. Big Cat, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Yeah, I think my anger towards the coronavirus is very well expressed on Twitter, and I hate it. Every morning I wake up and I just hate this stupid virus, and I want to kick its butt and I want to beat it.
Do you have a face in mind now? Or what do you think of when you think of the coronavirus? Has it embodied anything in particular, or do you just think of it as like a big cloud or something? I don't know. Because it's kind of weird that this one thing that we all talk about is just so, like, no one really knows what we're scared of. We just know that it's ruining everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I don't have a face, but I have had the thought many times that, you know, I was a guy who, before this all happened, I might have washed my hands for 3 seconds when I washed my hands. Maybe. Like, that might be even pushing it. I was a big rinse and walk away guy. Now that we have to wash our hands for 20 to 30 seconds because the CDC tells us, I oftentimes find myself washing my hands and thinking about how I am actively killing all these coronaviruses that are on my hands. So that's where I get my anger out every day, my daily, you know, wash my hands 15 times a day session.
I like that. And it's also led everyone to need more toilet paper than you ever could have imagined. It's weird in times like this. Like, people always buy like the weird food. I know in the Midwest especially, there's going to be terrible weather. It's like bread and milk, and now it's toilet paper. It's strange stuff that the coronavirus drives people to do when they do leave their homes to try and do some shopping.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's the bread and the milk thing is always funny. I bought like 3 dozen eggs like 4 days ago. I don't know what I'm going to do with 3 dozen eggs. Like, who eats 3 dozen eggs? So I think there is this little inner panic that happens in everyone's brain where they're like, oh my God, I need this supply, and then you end up just never even using it because none of us actually know how to deal with this. We're just trying to make it day by day.
The podcast is Pardon My Take. If you somehow have not, subscribe and listen in. You couldn't have been surprised the reaction this week and some of the attention outside of, I guess, the normal world that you guys interact with when you had Dr. Fauci on. First of all, he's a superstar, so great get. And, you know, it's weird, man, because was there a sense of, you know, you guys are entertainers and you have such a loyal audience. Was there a sense, Dan, of like some responsibility, like you want to entertain, but also we all have these questions and it can be intimidating to go down the rabbit hole and try to figure it out. What was it like to have Dr. Fauci on, and what was that process like, how it all came together?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I've gone through like the gamut of emotions. So they reached out to us and asked if we could have Dr. Fauci on. We obviously no-brainer said yes. It gave us a little pause because if they're reaching out to Pardon My Take, you know, a podcast that is made it for 99.9% of the time to make fun of everything, including ourselves, to talk about something so serious, we're like, okay, this might be a little bit more serious than we thought.
Like, literally, but the White House reached out to you guys?
Yeah, I think it was the vice president's office reached out to us. So, yeah, it was that makes you a little scared. But the funny thing that happened with it is that it was a really great interview, very informative. I think there's this weird thing that goes on, especially in 2020, where a pandemic like this happens and everyone is looking for answers. And you can basically Google anything and find an answer to anything tailor-made to how you want it. So it was good to have someone give us real answers, real information, like this is actually what's happening. But then a funny thing happened is everyone was complimenting us. And I don't know if you ever have this happen, but like after like a half a day of compliments, I'm like, all right, everyone just stop. Like, I don't want to be taken seriously all the time. You know, people are like, man, you guys really had such a great impact and you're reaching your audience that won't listen. And I was sitting there like, wait, you're kind of in a backhand way saying our audience is a bunch of idiots and that they needed a, you know, the best doctor in the world to come and scold them. So I've run the gamut of emotions. I was very proud, obviously, but I also want to get back to just making jokes and kind of making fun of everything.
Yeah, the thing is, though, like, I didn't even think of it like that. I just thought this is really the first time that I've heard this guy. And first of all, he's the greatest. He's easily number one in the power ranking of, you know, the task force that gets trotted out there every day on CNN or whatever. But it's the first time I've heard him for like, you know, 20 or 25 minutes talk to me like a human being, when it's not like, you know, short clips on the news or on, you know, different news networks that may or may not have different agendas, or short bursts in a press conference. Like, got to hear a little bit of his personality, which for me was cool because, like, you know, this sucks right now, but this guy is telling us it's going to be cool. Like, there's something reassuring to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just knowing that someone that smart is kind of in charge and trying to help us is huge. And I enjoyed having him on because I was able to ask him questions that I think a lot of regular people are thinking, like, can I walk my dog?
Yeah.
Can I order takeout? Like, those type of questions that are not going to get asked at the White House. Like, those obviously are not going to be asked. You know, a reporter from CNN is not going to raise their hand and be like, hey, can I take my Labradoodle, like, around the block? So being able to ask those things that I think a lot of people who listen to our show and a lot of just regular Americans are wondering right now was very important. And that part I liked more than anything.
Yeah, that was great because I wanted to just go out for like a run earlier this week, but kind of in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh God, am I like, are people going to like look at me weird if I'm like out? And then he said one of the healthiest things you can do is to go out for a walk or walk your dog, you know? So at some point we're being told to do all these things, but you know, you still need to be able to have some semblance of normalcy, I guess, however much you can squeeze in. And maybe going for a walk, if that's now like the highlight of my day, then man, have things changed.
Yeah, but it's true, though. There's that level of be safe, follow the directions, but you can't be paralyzed by fear, because at that point, it's just going to like, it's going to encompass every single thought. And that's, in a way, worse than having coronavirus. You know, like if you're just trapped in your house and you're like, I can't go anywhere no matter what because I'll catch it no matter what. Like, that's just, that we can't go forward that way.
Listen, I think we all want to be responsible citizens, right? But at the end of the day, and in the back of your mind, since it's only been a week, you start doing the math and you want to know, how long will it be like this? How long until we can just do stuff again? Maybe not everything, but just do stuff normally again. I don't know if we have that answer yet. Have you entered yet the or are you already past the bargaining phase, trying to figure out when this is going to be back?
I am still in the bargaining phase. I am doing the thing with my brain where I'm like, okay, maybe if we get back June 1st, like, I can handle, that's 2.5 months, you know, we're past the halfway point in March right now. I can handle that. But in the back of my head, I have this gnawing feeling like, you're an idiot. There's no way we're getting back June 1st. But I think June 1st, like, if you told me right now, you know, sign on the dotted line June 1st, I would take that in a second, because the worst part is the unknown. You know, it's this weird feeling of, we're going to follow all these directions, but then they get in front of us and they say, well, we don't really know if this is going to work. We hope it does, and it probably will, but we can't give you a guarantee. So I'm just sitting here like, just tell me when sports are going to be back. That's all I want. Just give me a date, and then I will be able to adapt my life around that date and counting down to that date getting here.
All right, I'm going to throw this at you, and maybe this is a little hope for people going into the weekend, but I now have convinced myself, what if Dr. Fauci and all these really, really, really smart people, in order to try to get everyone to comply, what if they're telling us it's going to be 2 or 3 months, but by doing that, everyone gets their stuff together really, really quickly, and, you know, the whole process goes a lot more smoothly than anyone could have ever anticipated. Is there any sliver of possibility?
You know what? I'm ready for that. I will buy in on that. I'll buy in that. I've done the like, hey, why isn't someone just come up with a random vaccine? I've done the thought like, hey,
test
maybe
it on
coronavirus.
Me. I don't care.
Will just,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like maybe coronavirus will just pack it in and be like, all right, we've done enough. Let's go home. Like, I just want sports back, and this especially this weekend, because this really, March Madness really is the best 4 days in the sports calendar year. So to have that, it just feels like, I don't know, it's weird. And you know what's scary? And I don't know if this has happened to you yet, but the more days we go without sports, the more like normal not having sports feels, which scares me more than anything.
Really weird.
Because the first day we didn't have sports, I was like, what is going on? I kept on checking my phone apps and being like, you know, when's the next game? Like, what, you know, that instinctive feeling of like, okay, I'm going home from work, I'm going to turn on the game. Now we're, whatever, 8-9 days into it, and it's like, I'm not even looking for sports anymore, which makes me feel even scared, more scared, because, like, it's gone, and I don't notice how much it's gone every single, like, waking hour.
You know, for me, I do, like, the Cardinals stuff, and I just go to the ballpark every day. So it's really weird now to not, especially after being at spring training, and it's just crazy how quickly it changed, because, like, last week, like, last Tuesday, so 24 hours before Rudy Gobert night, I was in Florida. Cardinals and Red Sox were playing. It was the first day of, like, the no media in the clubhouse, you know, and everyone was kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, we'll see if that does anything. But no one in a million years thought that we would have suspended anything or paused anything. And then it was like 2 days later, everything stopped. Like, it was that quick, which is the strangest thing, like, out of a movie, how quickly just everything was turned off. It was like a light switch.
Yeah, it really was. And I, you know, I'm not a very smart guy. So I was, you know, remember the Rudy Gobert night watching the TV and being like, well, this is, yeah, they just obviously had to cancel this game because of Rudy Gobert.
Right.
Like, everything else is fine. Like, yeah, they'll still play the Big Ten tournament and we're fine. Like, yeah, oh, maybe not fans. Okay, fine. We can do that. And it took me like a full 2 days to be like, yeah, you know what? Things are changing and they're probably not going to be normal for a very long time.
So would you be with Barstool in Chicago this weekend for the games?
I would have. Yeah, I mean, we would have traveled around. Yeah, we would have been everywhere. We would have been in East Chicago on Thursday yesterday. We were going to do a casino tour. So we were going to go to East Chicago, and then we were going to go in Indiana. Then we're going to go to Lawrenceburg, which is right by Cincinnati. Then we're going to go to Pittsburgh and West Virginia. So we had a four-day trip planned across kind of the Rust Belt there, and it just, you know, it was going to be so much fun. I just love those days, too. I love watching March Madness and gambling on every game, and it's just, it feels weird. It just feels weird not having this in the spring. It's something that, you know, and it's something that we as humans, especially sports fans, get so used to. Like, March Madness comes, St. Patrick's Day, then the Masters roll around, and, like, now it's springtime, and it feels like I've kind of lost. I said the other day on another podcast I was doing, I was like, yeah, we're in the middle of winter. And so I was like, I'm pretty sure winter like is technically over tomorrow. And I was like, wait, what is it? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, actually, good point. So I've lost all concept of time and space.
It's like the 2 days around the Major League Baseball All-Star Game when literally the only thing on is the ESPYs. And we complain about how long that seems. And
yes.
If we just had regular season baseball right now, it would seem like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Where are you at with the baseball season? Do you think like they're going to get any games in?
See, that's the thing. Like, honestly, no one knows, like even leadership, you know, and I guess like they're just going to have to test guys and see if guys come down with symptoms, because like, what do you do if a Major League Baseball player tests positive? Do you have to test them
right
before you're going to start? And the weird thing, as you know, man, about baseball is, like, with the pitchers, you would need another spring training. And we've seen guys the last couple years, how rough it's been when guys haven't had spring training, whether it's, you know, Kimbrel last year, the Cardinals signed Greg Holland a couple of years ago with no spring training. Those guys need to ramp up. So you're going to have to build in, like, 2 or 3 weeks. So now, is there actually any hope of getting a full season in? Do you just try to focus on the lead-up and making sure everyone gets enough work so that the quality of play is better? Do you say we'll do a post All-Star break schedule and then get to the playoffs and be normal after that? But I think anything on the table, as long as it means that baseball will be back along with everything else.
Yeah, totally agree. Give me, like, and I'm down for innovation in all these sports. If we want to do different tournaments or whatever it takes to have sports back, I'm in the beggars can't be choosers mindset where, and then I don't even want to get into the fact, like, so I've had some friends and people mention, like, is football now in jeopardy? I can't even comprehend that. Like, I don't even want to think about that. That would, I cannot think about that.
Well, you have entertained the masses over the last 24 hours because there is a big-time coach that's making moves. Gus Dugerton on NCAA 14. Dan, I had a buddy on my show earlier this week and interviewed him because he took his Coastal Carolina club to the national championship over the weekend on PlayStation 2 on NCAA 10. So it's in my wheelhouse, and you're making moves. This has got to be an exciting time for you and your family.
I'm very excited. I got to say, though, for the people listening to this show, week one, I beat Florida in the Swamp. They were the 10th ranked team in the country. It was a huge upset. A little bit of a letdown game for your boy because I went to Missouri in week two and threw six interceptions in a loss. So it turns out that, even fake offensive coordinators playing a video game can have letdown games. I've since righted the ship. I'm on a two-game winning streak after that, and I'm putting up like 50 points a game. But that Mizzou loss was a really bad one. It looks like Mizzou's got a good team this year.
You know what? As a Mizzou alum, I would like to thank you. That is the best moment in Missouri athletics in the last decade. Literally since I was in school there and Chase Daniel was the quarterback, this is the best moment in Mizzou sports. So thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely. It was a hard-fought game, and you guys won, and you stopped my I'm the second-best offense in the country. You held me 17 points.
Okay, last thing. Does it annoy you when people talk about all of the ways they're going to improve themselves during this time? Essentially, because you're doing your job and even more from home now, regardless of if you're in the office, it's essentially if people say, like, every liar that has said they're going to learn a language over the last 48 hours, I can't take them seriously because that's like a part-time job. So what is your take on that? And if I told you you could acquire 2 to 3 skills over the 3 months or whatever that we're going to be dealing with this timeless stretch, what would you want to just have immediately and you'd be able to do it?
So, yes, I agree. The annoyance of these people who pretend that they're going to use this time to better themselves. Like, no, you're not. You're going to watch everything on Netflix and maybe buy a book. Like, maybe buy a book.
And not read it.
You're not going to do anything. You're going to watch mindless television. You're going to watch movies that you've already seen. And you're going to pray that the world goes back to a normal place. If I had the ability, though, to change gain knowledge, I would try to become maybe better at math and systems. So maybe come out of this thing with a gambling system that I could use going forward.
Ooh, an algorithm.
Yeah, and that's probably actually it. Now that I'm thinking about
it.
I don't really. I'm not trying to be a hero or anything. I'm not trying to speak other languages. I'm not trying to be, some philosopher. I'm pretty comfortable in my own skins. I just like to win more bets when we get sports back.
That for me is way more realistic. And probably for a lot of people listening, then actually doing like 100 push-ups every day in my apartment. There's no chance.
Right.
There's zero chance.
Right. Right. Exactly. Just be yourself. Just maintain. Go day to day. We'll get through this. Don't try to be a hero.
Big Cat, you're the best. Again, subscribe to Pardon My Take. Can't recommend enough, not just in these times, but the Dr. Fauci interview. Fantastic earlier this week. Just if you have questions and, if you don't want to go down the rabbit hole of whatever is online, and follow Dan, of course, on Twitter at Barstool Big Cat. Hey, best of luck with Coach Duggs. Thanks for, making things a little bit brighter for Mizzou fans, and thanks for the time, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Everyone be safe.
All right, Big Cat joining us on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.